A number of years ago, I was visiting the rectory of one of my priest friends. And 9 times out of 10 in the dining room of a priest's rectory, there is a painting of the Last Supper. And I remember this very unique image of the Last Supper had the Latin phrase underneath, Amendico vobis, quia unus vestrum me traditurus est. Now, I know my Latin's not very good, but any first-year Latin student could understand what that said. Amen, I say to you, one of you will hand me over. Strange, I thought. Why not take and eat? For this is my body. Why not, for this is my blood of the covenant, which will be poured out for you on behalf of many? Strange. Of all of the verses from sacred scripture that one could choose to put below the Last Supper, the artist chose the phrase, Amen, I say to you, one of you will hand me over. And yet Holy Mother Church will emphasize this idea of being handed over during the special communicantes for tonight's Holy Thursday Mass, celebrating the most sacred day on which our Lord Jesus Christ was handed over for our sake. Pro nobis est traditus in Latin. And I reflected on these phrases. Traditurus est, will hand over, and est traditus, was handed over. And I couldn't help but think that this is the very word that Jesus uses when he changes bread into his sacred body. He says, for this is my body, quod pro vobis tradetur, for this is my body which will be given up for you. No, that's not what it says. It says, for this is my body which will be handed over for you. In the special form of the Hankigitur for tonight's Mass, I will say, therefore, Lord, we pray, graciously accept this oblation of our service, that of your whole family, which we make to you as we observe the day on which our Lord Jesus Christ handed on, tradidit in Latin, handed on the mysteries of his body and blood for his disciples to celebrate. Over and over again, that theme comes up in tonight's liturgy. Handed over. It comes from the Latin word tradere, which means to hand over, to betray, to deliver, to surrender, to hand down, to pass on. It's probably not surprising that we get the English word tradition from this Latin word tradere. Tradition is something that we hand down and pass on. And so here's the divine irony. On the very night that Judas handed over Jesus to the chief priests, scribes, and the Pharisees, remember Judas said, what are you willing to give me if I hand him over to you? On the very night that Judas handed over Jesus, the irony is that Jesus is going to hand himself over. For this is my body, which will be handed over, handed down to you. We thought that it was Judas who was handing over Jesus. No, it's Jesus who willingly, freely hands himself over. That's what we prayed in the opening collect. We said on this very night when he was about to hand himself over to death. Yes, it is Jesus who hands over freely, willingly, his body and blood to us. Jesus handed on his body and blood to the apostles, and the apostles handed on to their successors the mysteries of our Lord's body and blood. And so St. Paul says in tonight's second reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, he says, remember what it says? I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, namely that the Lord Jesus, on the night he was handed over, took bread, And after he had given thanks, broke it and said, "This is my body that is for you." And in the same way also the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood." Even St. Paul shows us this unique parallel between what was handed on to him and what Jesus handed on to the apostles. And so as St. Paul handed on the sacred mysteries of our Lord's body and blood in those very same words to his successors, and they handed them down to his successors, and they handed them down to other successors, they kept handing them down and handing them down right to this very night, right now. For 2,000 years, we've been handing down this sacred tradition faithfully and unchanged in any way, with the same words as the Last Supper, with the same exact effect as at the Last Supper, a substantial change of the bread and wine into the true and living body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. And this is what we hand down to our children and grandchildren, that what we receive at Mass is indeed the real body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus. It has never, ever, ever been a symbol of his body and blood. It's never represented his body and blood. We don't hand down bread and wine. We have been handing down for 2,000 years exactly what Jesus handed down at the Last Supper, his real body, blood, soul, and divinity. And the Lord entrusted, handed down his flesh and blood to his priests. You know, I think there's an intimate connection between this handing down and handing on and the hands of a priest. Remember, it's the hands of the priest that are anointed. Not his head, not his mouth, not his ears, not his eyes, but his hands. It's the anointed hands of the priest that bless in the name of Jesus. It's his hands that baptize in the name of Jesus. It's his hands that absolve sins in the name of Jesus. It's the hands of the priest that change bread and wine into the body and blood of Jesus. And it's the hands of the priest that hand it on, with a capital I, to us. Participating in the one priesthood of Jesus Christ is a gift that was handed down to me exactly 16 years and 10 months ago today. The priesthood is a gift. It's something that I myself received. It was handed on to me from the Lord to participate in his one priesthood. And it was handed on to me so that I could hand on to you day after day the gift of his body and blood. And so I too can say with St. Paul, I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, namely, that the Lord Jesus, on the night he was handed over, took bread, and after he had given thanks, broke it and said, "This is my body that is for you." In the same way also the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes."